God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. Amen. The Word of God says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Brother Charles, you lead us in a word of prayer, please.
Lord, would you say amen?
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. To lay down one's life for one's friends. I want to share with you just a little while this morning upon the title of Read the Fine Print. Read the Fine Print. I am so glad today to be a Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Let's do that again. I am so proud today to be a Christian. Amen?
Amen.
And to have all the things that Christ has done for me, how good Christ has been to me. So glad that Christ came into my heart and into my life and saved my soul. I don't know where I would be without Christ in my life. Amen? And knowing that He is there with us every day. I'm also proud today to be an American, aren't you? I am also proud in being an American, aren't you? Amen? I know we have problems. I know there's things that I see on TV and I just scratch my head and go, what in the world is going on? What in the world are they thinking? When are they ever going to get along? But I can tell you one thing. I want to live in the United States of America, don't you?
Amen.
There's no place better. This is a place that I want to be. And I truly believe today that God has richly blessed this country, hasn't He? He's got us to this point. And He's asking for us as Christians to learn and know more about Him and be proud to be a Christian, true. But take that proud that we have in our hearts and our lives and being a Christian and taking that over and saying, I'm proud to be an American and know the will of God. I am proud today of the ones that have laid down their lives for our freedoms, aren't you? The ones that gave up their lives. And I look at all of our congregation this morning and the four men that stood up, how proud we are of them. And, you know, we're proud of each and every one of them. And thinking about Josh and how he has them from time to time to leave his family weeks at a time. Why is he doing that? He's doing that for who? Doing that for us, isn't he?
Amen.
Taking that time. Thank God for the ones that have decided to go and to fight and to be there for all of our freedoms and given us what we are today. I thank God for their families, don't you? Can you imagine? You not knowing where your spouse is, not knowing where your brother is, not knowing where your father or your parents are, not knowing where they are, a family that has to be there wondering each and every day. I thank God for people that were willing to lay down their life for who? For all of us. Who put their country first and decided for themselves that they're going to go out and provide that freedom that we have today. Where did we learn all of this? The ones that have went off to battle. The ones, as the scripture that I read to you this morning, they have greater love than this to lay down one's life for one's friends. Where did that all come from? Where is that mentality? Well, we know that we serve a risen Savior today, don't we?
Amen.
A Savior that was willing to what? Lay down His life for all of us. That's great love, isn't it? Great love to think of somebody that was willing to sacrifice themselves for our sins. I thank God for that. But so often, we forget about God, don't we? And it seems like society seemingly forgets all about God. God was talking to me this past week. We were out on our daily walk. And as most of you know, I don't carry much money with me. I've got Sheila. She takes care of all the money in our house. But I was just thinking about, you know, it's hard to buy anything without this, isn't it? It's hard to get anything without this. And we all mostly carry it around. I got a dollar bill because that's pretty big. Now, some of you got fives and tens and 20s and 100. You might even have a $2 bill laying around somewhere at the house. Also, it's also on your change that you carry around. Most of the time, we just think to ourselves, well, it's just a dollar bill. Well, Lord knows it don't go as far as it used to, didn't it? Dollar bill. I remember this, and y'all going to say, boy, he's old. I remember when a gallon of gas cost less than this. Y'all remember that? I remember when a dollar bill had some resemblance of something that could buy something. I remember when I went off to college, my mom gave me a $20 bill. You ready for this? For the whole week. That's all I got. I had to eat on it. That's all I got. All week long was a $20 bill. And I carried that around all the time. And I think so often we take these dollars for granted, don't we? And we take the 20s and whatever else that you've got. I forgot a 50, but a 50 in there right as well. Take all of those things for granted so often. You just think, well, it's something I have. It's something that is mine. I want you to know there's not a single dollar bill that you've had in your life that's not come from God. You realize that? Not a single dollar bill that you have in your life that has not come from God. And praise be to God today, you've had some dollar bills, right? Because of those dollar bills, you're able to drive your car to church today, aren't you? You're able to put gas in your car to come to church. You're able to have a home that you can go. You're able to go out to eat probably today. And those dollar bills, we carry them around wherever we go, and they're always there with us. And so often we're only worried about that one's in the right corner and left corner up there and on the bottom. We're only worried about it's a dollar. It's just no dollar. We carry around. You ever seen some old dollars just being worn out? They've been everywhere. They've been all over the place. And they're just worn. That dollar bill, we look down in there and we shuffle around and we see those. Well, I think this morning, as proud Americans that we are, right? As proud Christians that we are, and still looking on the front of that dollar bill, you ever look at the back of that dollar bill? And what it says in the fine print right there? It says firmly, in God we what?
Trust.
In God we trust. The fine print. I believe we need to be more worried about in God we trust than the amount that's on the front, don't we? And thanking God for all He does. I believe as a society today, if we could just go back to that, if we could just have faith and trust in God and truly believe that all things are possible through that wonderful God that we serve. It's so great to be able to hear about here at the church this morning. I believe it's two miracles. I believe you all think it is too. It's a miracle to me that Jim is here today. It's a miracle to me today that Reese is here today. That's miracles. And the reason that that happened is because we had trust in who? Trust in God. Remember this. You can do nothing by yourself. You have everything that comes from God. Now, I know today there's a lot of questions about tomorrow or next week or next year. What's the country going to look like? And we hear all this doom and we hear all this gloom and we hear all these terrible things. But I believe here on Veterans Day we need to slow down a little bit. And Veterans Day this week and our service here today on Veterans Day, we need to slow down and say, well, I am proud to be a Christian and I am proud to serve God. I'm also proud to be an American, to be able to say that I stand for that red, white, and blue. And I truly am thankful for all the ones that have went on before us and given their life so that I can have this freedom. And beyond anything else, I'm going to read that fine print. And I'm going to be thankful today that we serve a country that truly believes in God we trust. Today, make sure you remember that. When you see a veteran, let them know how much you appreciate what they've done. Let them know how much you appreciate for all the things that they've done for you and for your family. And when you see the family of a veteran, thank them for being willing to give part of themselves up so that you may have this freedom. Today, maybe you're not in a battlefield today. Maybe you're not experienced what war is all about, but I believe we've all had war in our own personal lives, haven't we? Miss Debbie said it so good this morning. We've all had some big waves. We've all had some things just caught up with us, and we don't know what to do with all of those things. Some happen so quickly that we're not ready for all those things. But if we remember every day just to read the fine print, and no matter what you're facing, and no matter what you are going through, or your family's going through, or our society's going through, or our government's going through, no matter what that is, if we truly say to ourselves, in God we trust, everything is going to work out for good. This morning, whatever you're facing, maybe you just want to. I don't think these guys would care at all. During the closing song, if any of you'd like to, I think it'd be great just to go by and shake their hand and tell them how much you appreciate what they've done and how much you appreciate them for their service. Maybe that's what you need to do this morning. Maybe there's something else you need to pray about. Maybe there's something else that you have upon your heart, upon your mind that's just bothering you. Turn it over to God, and in God we trust, and you say to yourselves, God, I trust that you're going to hear and you're going to answer my prayers. Whatever that is this morning, we invite you to come as we have our closing song. Joe and Laurie.